This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The leader of the World Health Organization said Monday that the deadly coronavirus has gained a foothold in so many countries that, in his words, the threat of a pandemic has become very real. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added it would be the first pandemic in history that could be controlled. The impact from the coronavirus remains unabated, with the death toll across Europe past 500. There have been nearly 100 new deaths in Italy, which is the worst-hit European country. Globally, WHO said more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. Iran has gone to great lengths to deal with its coronavirus outbreak. Edward Uranian has more.
Iran, the most seriously hit Middle Eastern country with hundreds of reported cases, is spraying workers with chemical disinfectant in the hard-hit province of Gilar. At least 200 people have died from the virus in Iran, and photos of dozens of victims being prepared for burial are posted on social media. Many doctors and nurses have also contracted the virus, complicating treatment in many places. Residents of the Iranian town of Mahmudabad were shown on social media stopping drivers with cars registered in other towns from entering. One video posted on social media showed officials in the town of Hormuz telling residents to remain in their homes. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Trading on Wall Street was temporarily halted on Monday as U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over public health. U.S. stock trading halted for 15 minutes early in the day due to steep losses. The suspension was triggered after the S&P 500's losses hit 7%. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. American troops have started leaving Afghanistan as called for in a peace deal with the Taliban. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
In Kabul, President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in for another term after being declared the winner of September's election. But next door, rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in after charging voter fraud. They both say they're in charge, which is threatening to wreck the peace process. After the U.S. and the Taliban signed the deal last month, negotiations between Afghans themselves were to start tomorrow, which is now a near impossibility after dueling inaugurations. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Korea fired three short-range rockets Monday, the second weapons test in a week, even as it fights off a potentially disastrous coronavirus outbreak. South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range projectiles. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions, except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Some analysts believe Kim's friendly letter signals he wants economic or virus-related aid. North Korea has not reported any coronavirus infections, but many fear it is hiding an outbreak that could turn into a humanitarian disaster. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Actor Max von Sydow has died in France at the age of 90, according to his agent. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
Max von Sydow is probably best known for playing a priest in The Exorcist. He also played Jesus in The Greatest Story Ever Told, the cat-stroking villain in Never Say Never Again, Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon, the knight who played chess with death in The Seventh Seal, and the three-eyed raven in Game of Thrones. Even with a career that expansive, von Sydow said in a 1993 AP interview, people could not get his name right.
Somebody asked me, "So what's your name, sir?" And I say, "Von Sydow." "And how would you spell that, sir?" And I spell it, and I said, "Thank you very much, Mr. von Sydow."
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok says he is safe following an assassination attempt Monday in Khartoum. Eyewitnesses say car bombs went off near the prime minister's convoy as he traveled to his office. Afterwards, hundreds of protesters gathered at the scene of the blasts, condemning what they called a terrorist attack. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.